raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy, his feet are too big for his bed.
Well, that, of course, means it's time for our conservation conversation today here on Q92. And we have a couple of people with us from the Soil and Water Conservation Office here in Lackbarrel County. We've got Ryan Schicker, and we'll let Ryan introduce your guest over there today.
Yeah,
how's that? First time on here.
Yeah, I brought our new staff, our new technician, Quentin Peterson, with me today, so he can talk a little bit about his programs and his background as well.
All right, yep, just coming on board here, right?
Yep, that's right. My name is Quentin Peterson. I grew up just north of Dawson. I attended Lackbarrel, and after high school, I moved to Moorhead, Minnesota to attend Moorhead Tech to receive a degree in environmental science. In the past, I've worked for Pheasants Forever for about 4 years as a habitat specialist technician. So a lot of these things will be fairly familiar to me. Some things that I will be involved with here at the Lackbarrel SWCD will be the tree program, seeding program, buffers, soil health, cover crops, and also a few other things. I'm sure there's a lot of familiar faces out there, and I'm excited to meet some new people as well.
All right, yeah, it's great when somebody can find a job and come back to your own area.
Too often
that doesn't happen. So,
no, I was pretty fortunate to be able to do that. That's right.
Glad you're here.
Yep.
All right, very good, Quentin. Well, we'll go over to Ryan here. We've got a few things to talk about today. You say it's kind of the end of the tree program. Is that what you're saying here?
Yeah, so now that it's kind of getting warmer out, everyone's thinking about different projects they've got. We've got some people signed up for tree plantings, and we've done a lot of different orders. We've still got some extra tree stock that people can order from, and if you're looking for anything specific, we can see with our nurseries if they've still got it available. Don't wait too much longer. Come on in, and we'll see what we can do.
Is that for just for the farming community, or is that for homeowners, or for anybody looking for trees, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, for both. We do a lot of stuff out on farms and shelter belts and stuff like that, but then if you're just at home and you want to put some new trees up, just ornamental, we can do that as well.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, and then besides that, we've got tree tubes, and I know the deer are quite a problem out here eating the trees, so we've got repellent, and we also have fabric if you're looking to keep the weeds down, too. So.
All right, yeah, those deer are probably getting a little hungry out there.
Yeah, long winter for them.
That's right. All right. So the tree program, come on over to the office and talk to you about that and give them all the information they need on that.
Yeah, definitely. You can give us a call or you can just come on in. If you're given a call, our number is 598-7321, and it's extension 3.
And if they're new to the area, their office is easy to find, right? The big building right at the corner of Highways 40 and 75.
Yep, right next to the Big Fish.
Yep, can't miss it there. Yep, next to the big green bins over there. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about buffers today.
Yeah, I know that's not everyone's favorite thing to talk about, but since the season's coming up, it's definitely going to be planting time here soon. Our office sent out some letters last week. If we have you on our seeding list, just a little bit about site preparation and what to do when your site's ready. Give us a call. Make sure you've got your flags out. If you're enrolled in a CRP program, FSA can do flagging for you for a small fee. If you're not sure if you're on our list and you haven't gotten a letter, you can give us a call. We've got a lot of rollover from last year. It was a little bit of a difficult fall, so we've got a lot of seedings. We're not currently taking anyone more. We'll probably reevaluate what our list looks like in the end of the spring and summer and see if we can add anyone on for the fall. But right now we are pretty busy. We do have a contractor and vendors list available, so if you need a seeding done, yeah, you won't be left out in the cold. We can help you find someone to do it for you.
Yeah, we were just talking before we went on here. The snow melts, and you guys get pretty busy over there.
Yeah, pretty quiet in the winter, but having a lot more activity now.
That's right. Hopefully the farmers will be able to get out and do a little farming here pretty soon. It's kind of funny. Yesterday I noticed, a couple of days ago it's all wet, and then it looks like the Dust Bowl around here yesterday. That wind starts blowing, so it doesn't take long to dry things up, that's for sure. All right, you've got some special events coming up here, a fishing workshop out of Lackbarrel.
Yeah, so we've got a program. It's pretty interesting. A couple different counties are doing it. It's called Aquatic Robotics. You might have seen it up in Big Stone or down in Yellow Medicine. So what we're doing is it's kind of a collaboration between 4-H and the University of Minnesota Extension. So out here at the Lackbarrel Valley, we're going to be doing a 3-day event. You kind of make your own robot. The kids make their robot from the ground up, and then you can put it underwater, have it swim around. It's got a fishing camera on there. You can look for different aquatic invasive species. So this is kind of taking your science and technology and mixing it with aquatic invasives for our local area. So how it's going to work is it's going to be a three-day event. It's going to be between the months of April and May. The first day, we're going to do robot building. So we're going to build our underwater robot and learn a little bit about aquatic invasive species. Day two, we're going to take it out to the high school pool, do a little scavenger hunt in the pool, just have the kids get used to how it works. And then on our third day, we'll go out to the Milan Bridge, do a little bit of fishing, and then also use the robot to look for aquatic invasives out there. If you're interested in this, or you've got kids who you think might be interested in this, we're looking for kids between grades 5 to 11. You can register for this online at the Community Ed website. So if you think this would be a good fit for your kids, go on there and check it out. It's only going to be $5, and it's probably going to be a lot of fun.
I think that's lqpv.org, and then you can click on Community Ed from there and find it.
Yep.
Is this just for kids or for adults who might be interested?
Adults are definitely welcome to come out, help build the robot, come out and do the fishing as well. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, it's pretty new. It's gonna be awesome.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Some kids will like robots and cameras and all of that, and fishing. So good combination.
Yeah, perfect for the area. I know that there's a lot of interest in robotics around here, and a lot of places to use an underwater robot.
Yeah. Yeah, the robotics, all the robotics teams are doing pretty well here this year. So
a lot of
interest in that. And it's kind of fun to watch. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, great opportunity for them.
That's right. Yeah, nice to see. Sports is great, but nice to see a few other opportunities
that's
as well.
For sure.
All right. Well, let's talk about, I believe, a meeting coming up that is of importance here in April.
Yeah, so on April 9th, there's going to be a local work group meeting, and we're going to have that over in the annex of the elementary at 2:30. So we're going to be talking about the Environmental Quality Incentive Program. Anyone who's involved in it probably knows it as EQIP. What we're looking for is local input from community members on what their resource priorities are for this program. You can get financial assistance for a lot of your different conservation and farming practices through this program. So it's always nice to hear from the community, you know, what they prioritize and what they're kind of looking for. Also looking for some new perspectives from landowners. So definitely come by. We're also going to have some updates for the local water management plan as well.
Okay, so good opportunity to have some input on some of the programs.
Yeah, we like to hear from people so that everyone has their input before we just make some decisions.
Right. Usually people like to have the input after the decision has been made.
So. Yeah, so don't wait. Come out.
That's right. All right, well, anything else we need to touch on here today?
I don't think so. If you've got any questions, give us a call or come into the office. We'd be happy to work with you. Quentin would be happy to meet you.
Yeah, for sure. Come on in.
Very good. Yeah, stop by, meet Quentin, say hi to Ryan and all the rest of the gang down there. And again, you can give you a call. What's the phone number over there?
It's 598-7321, extension 3.
And you've got a website that has a lot of information on it. I know. What's the address for that again?
Yeah, so that's going to be lacaparlswcd.org. You can Google it or just type it in and you'll find more information about our programs on there.
Type in Lac Parle soil and water or something, it'll come up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ryan and Quentin. Welcome on board once again.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to getting you on the radio here once in a while.
For sure.
And that about does it for our conservation conversation for this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.